The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Coming up on this episode of Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice, we're going to discuss the black box. And if you don't know what that is, it is the event data recorder. That probably doesn't tell you what it is either. But when we get back, we will tell you what it is and why you need to be concerned about it. And if you want to get a head start, it involves Tiger Woods, one of the biggest athletes in all of sports. It's next on Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Welcome to the second episode of Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice. My name is Tug Cowart. Ray, what's going on with you today?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Made it through another week.
I wanted to ask you specifically about Tiger Woods' accident. He had an accident, and everybody knows about it. He was driving a really nice SUV, and it was about a $60,000 SUV, but it wasn't his. It was a loaner from the PGA, and it's one of the Genesis, the Hyundai Genesis, so it's an incredible truck. He has a terrible accident in it. In the beginning, the police officers, the sheriff's department out in L.A., they basically said it was an accident. That's all it is. And then they changed their mind. They wanted access to the event data recorder. And if you don't know what that is, you probably should listen up because your car has one too. Since 2018, May of 2018, every car, pretty much every car in the United States, has what is called a event data recorder, otherwise known as the black box. Kind of like an airplane. You're thinking, my car doesn't have this. How could it have this? I don't know anything about this. I didn't know about it either until I learned about Tiger Woods and the fact that, Ray, the police department, the sheriff's department in L.A. wanted to be able to access this black box to figure out if Tiger had done something wrong.
Absolutely. So initially, we have a one-vehicle accident with basically no explanation of how this happened. How did a professional athlete, 40 years old, good eyesight, amazing reflexes, right? How did he just drive this brand new state-of-the-art 60-something thousand-dollar vehicle off the cliff? Mm-hmm. What happened? Maybe a tire blew out. Maybe there's bad road design or an animal ran in front of him. So let's try to figure this out. And initially, the initial officer said, well, there's no evidence of alcohol or drugs or any nefarious bad behavior, so there won't be anything that come out of that. And I think that's probably accurate because you're going to have EMTs that had him on the slant board and get him into the ambulance. And if they smell alcohol or have evidence of drugs, they've got to report it to the medical professionals, mm-hmm. right? Because he went into emergency surgery and they have at the hospital need to know, hey, this guy got alcohol or drugs in him so we can deal with that. So I think that's off the table. There's no evidence of that. But what somebody said is, wait a second, this just doesn't make sense. Do we have an excessive speed situation? Do we have a distracted driver situation? Let's find out what we can find out. And lo and behold, they've gotten a search warrant. When I say they, I mean law enforcement, mm-hmm. from a judge and says, hey, we want to download this data recording device. As you say, it's analogous to the old black boxes. Every time there was a major airline crash, and thank goodness there's not that many of those anymore, the first thing they try to find and from the wreckage is the black box data. And that tells us what the pilot was doing. What was the airspeed? The engines, did one of them go out? Well, as computers, which, 30 years ago used to fill a room, now you've got enough computing power on a chip that's the size of a dime to send people back and forth to Mars.
Yeah, that's right.
We can put these things in a car, and they can record 30-plus different reactions of a vehicle for about 20 seconds prior to impact. It's sort of a revolving loop. And I'm sure if it could be done with two chips, they could go 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. But what it's going to look for is the speed of the vehicle, deceleration, braking. Did he have his seatbelt engaged? Did the seatbelt work? You know, that's
absolutely.
Mr. Woods may have a complaint. Hey, I put my seatbelt on and looks like the black box says it didn't do its job. So there's going to be a lot of information that's going to come out. What do I think where we're going? Well, I'm not so sure. I think the worst case scenario for Mr. Woods would be a misdemeanor, what's called a reckless driving charge or an excessive speed charge, leaving the roadway. And I don't mean to be facetious,
no,
but that's a charge under the code. Loss of control. And if you think about it, thank God there wasn't a passenger.
Right.
Or passengers, because mm-hmm. I believe this vehicle seats
or another,
eight.
Right, or another car involved.
Coming the other way. Or another car that overreacts trying to avoid what they mm-hmm. think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or somebody, bicycle riders on the side of the road. There's so mm-hmm. many things that could have happened
where
you jump up
happen.
In bed and say, oh my God, you know,
yeah.
Thank God it didn't. So I think that's where we're going. Now, of course, they need a search warrant. Law enforcement, there was nothing obvious as to why this occurred. So they had to come up with what's called probable cause and go in front of a magistrate judge. I'm not sure which judge in the state of California would have issued what level, but a judge of enough authority to hear the detective's theory of the case, why they want this evidence. It's not a fishing expedition. So let's make sure everyone understands that if you or I are involved in a minor fender bender tonight leaving the studio, law enforcement is not going to get a subpoena to get our black box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they may charge us with following too close if we rear-ended a vehicle or striking a fixed object if we hit a pole.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're going to undo the technology to see what else they might put on us, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in auto accident cases, okay, we live in Atlanta and there's wrecks
all day, every day. So many of them.
You know, you get up in the morning, you turn on the local news just to see what your day is going to be like.
That's
traveling.
Right.
And it's like, I-85 is shut down, all five lanes, and there's a tractor trailer. We've got cattle running up and down the highway.
Right. You say that in jest. I think that's happened before.
It has happened.
I remember a zebra specifically.
On I-20. Yeah. So it's crazy. And increasingly, in automobile wreck cases, tractor trailer wreck cases, if there's litigation, a lawsuit for injuries or damages, the black box information and technology is part of that lawsuit. Now, you don't need a search warrant there. Okay, and that's a lawsuit. I've sued you, and there was so much damage to the rear of my car in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. My lawyer wants to prove that you were exceeding the speed limit by a lot, and we're going to try to get that black box. In addition to other things, you know, we're going to look at the tires and your brakes and all that stuff. But we don't need a search warrant to do that in the civil world because it's not a criminal case. We're
mm-hmm.
not putting you on trial and jeopardizing your constitutional rights. But in a criminal case, and even a traffic reckless driving is technically a criminal case, law enforcement needed to obtain a search warrant.
It automatically makes you think something sinister, though. But because, look, Tiger has a history of making some poor decisions.
Involving vehicles.
Specifically.
There's a history
and
of
that. And wives, too. But that's a different story altogether.
Right. Yes, and it shouldn't. He is entitled to the total presumption of innocence.
Of course.
Right? He has not been charged or accused with any violation or any crime. However, the circumstances do give rise to a rational, reasonable person to say, well, but for an act of either negligence or negligence that can arise to traffic criminal history. So again, I want to be cautious about
that. Of course.
That. He wasn't fleeing a burglary
no,
or anything
right.
like that. But the issue becomes, in Georgia, we have a super speeder charge. So if you're 25 miles an hour or greater over the posted limit, you're not only charged with speeding, but there's an extra level of punishment by the state patrol called super speeder. Well, that's a crime. You don't want that on your insurance and your criminal history and, of course, your driving history. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think Mr. Woods already has counsel, I'm sure. He's well advised to do so. And now they may attack the search warrant. It doesn't mean that it's just because law enforcement raised their right hand and put the left hand on the Bible and swore to the judge that they have good cause for this. And it doesn't mean the judge was right and doesn't mean it can't be attacked. If there wasn't probable cause for that warrant, anything that arises out of that search warrant can be suppressed. Going back to a very famous Supreme Court decision back in the, I think, 1920s, and I know I'll get somebody to get me wrong. It was either Justice Brandeis or Justice Frankfurter, who are, you know, legends of the law, described it as the fruit of the poisonous tree. So the tree being the subpoena or the search warrant, and the fruit is the things that were found from it. That's right. So an improper, you know, we see cases get thrown out and people say, well, he was a drug dealer and he had 50 kilos of heroin in the trunk of his car. And the judge said that the officer didn't have the right to search the car. Well, sometimes they don't have the right to search the car. You can't just do, well, I got a hankering. I got a funny feeling about this. I have a suspicion. That's not enough.
Right.
Probable causes beyond that. But again, from the outside world, for the layperson, you're saying, well, why would they go get a search warrant if there isn't something there?
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of not fair to Tiger.
You're right, it's not. But in the world that we live in,
it's not fair.
There's no such thing as fair. And unfortunately, these days it seems more like guilty until proven innocent, or at least in the court of public opinion.
I don't think there's anything better stated by you. I mean, you're absolutely right. And of course, we lawyers who represent people accused of things, whether in the civil world you accuse, you know, fraud or, you know, bad dealing in a contract case or something like that, or in a criminal world, really, even though the Lady Justice and the Constitution requires the presumption of innocence, it is difficult. We're constantly in a position of proving ourselves innocent, and that's not really how it's supposed to work. About 2 weeks ago, an absolute legal giant in Georgia died, Mr. Bobby Lee Cook. And Mr. Cook was an absolute legend. I believe he was in well into his 90s. I was fortunate enough as a young law student at Emory University back in the 80s to have sat through several lectures that he was kind enough to come over, and he did it for almost every law school or big law firm. And legend is that he is the model for Matlock.
Oh, wow.
The old TV series with Andy Griffith.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Seersucker suits and country sayings. And, you know, the rumor was if Bobby Lee Cook represented you, jurors would say, oh, man, that boy must have done something wrong. Because you didn't need Bobby Lee Cook if you were really innocent.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
That's not fair.
Gotcha.
But that sort of shows that, you know, as a lawyer, sometimes you have to be understated, you know, in what you wear and how you present a case to a judge and a jury. To say, hey, wait a second now, we're just the little guy here. This is the government that's taking out these charges. I do some federal criminal cases, and it takes a pretty tough cat to see a federal indictment. You know what it says on a federal indictment?
I don't.
It says, the United States America
versus
you.
Right,
okay?
Yeah. I guess I know.
And, I mean, that's the same folks that got Al Capone, Osama bin Laden, and all, you know, the United States.
Yeah, okay. That's the big fish.
When they get themselves organized, they can do some pretty get you. So imagine you're private counsel, and, you know, you go to the defense table with your legal pad and a pencil and your client, and on the other side is the United States of America and all their resources and wiretaps and satellites, and every federal agent is a special agent, you know. One of the things about federal cases, if you get an FBI agent, for example, is the lead prosecuting witness for the government, and then you cross-examine him or her about their credentials, and this is sort of what it sounds like. Well, I graduated Harvard with an undergraduate degree in political science in 1987. I then went to Dartmouth. I have a PhD in biochemistry. I went to the London School of Economics for 2 summers.
Yeah, tough to challenge, or at least it would be.
Yeah, I was 82nd Airborne. I'm a sharpshooter. Yeah. I speak 7 languages.
Yeah.
And
you're like,
and so you don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Well, yeah.
It's exactly like, it's right. All over.
Goodness gracious, except for the crying.
Going back to Herbert Hoover, who was the FBI director from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, I believe, at least through the Kennedy administration and into the Johnson administration. Initially, to be an FBI agent, you had to either have a law degree or an MBA. You were not allowed to be an FBI agent without those credentials.
Wow.
Now, maybe you could be working on them while you were there. And almost everybody had law enforcement, when I say that, police officer or military experience. And they still are so well qualified. They've just, all they've done is over the years is broaden out the different levels of qualifications. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't mean to be wrong, but there may not be a lot of women who want to be FBI agents who get the opportunity to be in the 82nd Airborne. So that's not fair. But, you know, they've got other amazing credentials, and what we need to do to protect this country changes about languages and things like that.
Gosh.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. There's different skill sets.
Absolutely, there is. So going back to the black box with Tiger's wreck, it leads me to think about how that affects us on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. My truck is an old GMC Sierra quad cab 1500. You know, nothing super special, but it's a 2018. So that means, according to Forbes, that I've got a black box in there. What happens, Ray, if my insurance company decides, you know what, we're going to try to crack open that black box and we're going to raise up your insurance
rates? We are going into a strange new world. Okay, so let's give a couple different hypotheticals. Let's take you and your truck and your mind and your own business. But attention, you know, you get your attention distracted, you're fiddling with the radio or, God forbid, texting, and you cause a wreck that leads to a fatality of another individual. Okay, now, so you've got two different cases coming out of this. Now you've got a criminal charge, probably a misdemeanor vehicle homicide, meaning there was no
intent
or alcohol or fleeing an accident, something like that. It's just negligence, but it's criminal negligence. Now, can the prosecutor's office and law enforcement get a subpoena just like they've, or when I say subpoena, I mean a search warrant, just like in Tiger's case? Yes, they can. Can your insurance company or the plaintiff's lawyer, now you know the poor decedent, he or she has passed away, but you can bet their family is going to hire a good lawyer for what's called a wrongful death plaintiff personal injury case. They're going to sue you, your insurance company is going to hire lawyers, and the technology inside that recording device, that black box in your truck, is going to be exhibit A for some one side or the other, okay? And sometimes there's mixed information. You may have been going within the speed limit, but you had a brake failure. You may have been going within the speed limit and something else happened.
Maybe your speedometer is not operating correctly.
Absolutely. So, you know, this creates more work for we lawyers and more things to contest. Now, where you're going as well. Can the insurance companies, as a condition of you purchasing automobile insurance from them, they're not required to sell it to you, Tug, private companies, right? And they would say, sure. In fact, we've got a special deal for you. So let's start off with the simple one where they give you a little love. You let us put this little thing, this little monitor on your vehicle or on your cell phone. So when you're moving with your phone in your car, we can parents, that's out there for you and
absolutely.
Your kids, by the
Life 360. My wife uses it and my son accuses her of stalking him all the time. We're like, you're 16, buddy. We pay for your car. We pay for your insurance. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Our name's on the title blood.
That's exactly right.
But there's a good pair of sneakers upstairs if you want to
that's
walk.
Right. Absolutely. There's a bicycle in the garage too. You pedal your way over.
So the insurance company makes you a deal and you're going to have a 20% decrease in rates. You're going to have this app or this tracker on your cars, and as long as you are going 54.9 in a 55 mile an hour zone, and you know there's an appropriate amount of braking response and your seatbelt is clicked, you're going to get that discount. But what if they play it the other way? If you violate all those rules, you're going 75 in a 55, not wearing your seatbelt, or just cancel you again. You don't have a right under the United States Constitution for Allstate to sell you a policy. Now, they've got to treat everybody equally. I mean, there's some rules.
So there's
about
some nuance
that.
In there.
Yeah. But why isn't that even here? I mean, I don't want that. But, you know, people ask me about, is my cholesterol high? I'm like, man, I drive too fast to be worried about my cholesterol. Okay, you know? So, I mean, we're all, we live in Atlanta. And my dad comes up here to visit every once in a while. He goes, what is wrong with you people? I said, Dad, this is a NASCAR testing ground,
that's
brother.
Exactly
we're all
right.
Bobby Allison and Cal Yarborough, AJ Foyt.
Or, more recently, Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
From Talladega Nights. Right. But so it just leads me to wonder if that information, let's say you didn't give your insurance company access to that, but let's say they're able to access it on a grand scale for all of their customers without permission. I would imagine that insurance companies would love to have that information on every single person that they cover.
They've already got the box in your car. Mm-hmm. What does it need? It needs a transponder or a recorder and something like it shoots a little beam up to the satellite. And the satellite sends it back to Allstate up there in Illinois or State Farm or whoever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology for this was
without
10 years
doubt.
Ago. I mean, now
without
it's just cheaper. That's all. So now let's talk about tractor trailers. Got a little bit of experience in that. I've represented a number of drivers in some very serious wrecks. The tractor trailer companies are way ahead on this. Number one, they're trying to take out driver error and fatigue and 80,000 pounds of machine roaring down the highway. Even under the best of circumstances, it's a dangerous instrumentality. Well, they can monitor in live, real time the speed of the vehicle. They're not waiting for an accident to happen. That's being sent by Signal of all the big corporate carriers. And you know, you see the logos.
Of course.
Not the mom and pop, maybe, but the big ones. And they're monitoring those. They've probably got air traffic controllers, the equivalent thereof, and say, hey, wait a second. Old Tug is hauling that load of pork bellies through Arkansas at 93 and a 65. We need to get old Tug to pull over, okay?
Right.
And, you know, measuring the amount of time the driver's on the road. It used to be the way stations. Remember, there's all these country western songs about how I'm going to get past the scales, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm going to get around the scales.
6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home.
It's a fantastic song. It's been covered by so many people.
Yeah, Sawyer Brown most recently in the 90s.
6 days on the road. But so That's gone, man. They don't need to, they can weigh the thing from outer space. We're taking some of the fun out of it, but we're making hopefully society a little safer. And also keep in mind now, so let's take this, let's go swing back to Tiger. Now we get the black box. And it turns out Tiger was doing everything right, but this automobile had a defect. Or there's a road defect. Now they probably have worked that out, okay? So, but if there's no speeding, appropriate braking, he's got his seatbelt on, then he's not going to have a charge, and they're going to have to figure something out. Now, there is some rumor that this strip of roadway has had a number of accidents. Now,
a flaw in the design.
Or there's a lot of folks that like to go fast on this piece of road. Okay, come on now. We're all,
I see, you
know,
where
if I remember, if you and me were both 17, 18-year-old boys, when there was that strip, you know, that you could either take the turn wide and see how, or the exit ramp and see how fast, come on.
Mine was Wendell Street in Dalton, Georgia, and it was the back exit of Southeast Whitfield High School. There was a little hump in the road. If you went over it pretty fast, you could get your tummy. If you went over it really fast, you could feel the truck lift up a little bit.
And I'm not accusing Mr. Tiger Woods of doing anything that a teenager would do, but you know what? He's a man that I bet I'm right on this. He likes a little thrill in his life.
Yes, sir.
He likes a challenge.
That's right.
That's why he's great.
That's exactly right.
That's why he's great. But that may also be his undoing in this case.
Yeah, so which would be crazy. I just can't imagine. The biggest thing for me is insurance company getting this information, being able to get this information without permission to get it. And I have to think that
they've got your permission. You signed the contract.
Yeah, right. If that's the case, right.
You bought the policy. It's right there. And maybe it may be page 75 in the fine print.
That's right. But it's in there.
And it's been specced by lawyers and double-checked. And somebody will litigate over it. And the court will say, well, it's right there in the contract. You didn't read it. But your initials, you ever go to a closing of your home?
Yes.
Did you read every page that you put your initials on the bottom?
My loan officer was just like, it's just on here.
It is just about clear title. Don't worry about if we find some ancestral bones on it. It's not a problem. Yeah. Zoning, it's a crime. The zoning's fine. Don't worry about it. I checked into that. Yeah. Don't worry about it. There's no toxic waste on our check. Okay. Just sign.
And you do, and you're done. You got a new house, and you're all happy.
And then one day.
And then one day, all of a sudden, you're not happy anymore. Well, I was reading through, like I said, I got a lot of this from Forbes magazine, that the black boxes in cars been around since the 90s, but were mainly used by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The last few years, local police been using them in criminal investigations, which is kind of what we're talking about here. But one that was of note, according to Forbes, was here in Georgia. A guy named Victor Mobley. He was driving 97 miles per hour in a 45 zone, crash, killed two people. He was charged with the two counts of vehicular homicide, found guilty on both. And this is going to be something so normal. I think the key ingredient for me was I had no idea until back on February 22nd, 23rd, when Tiger's wreck happened and they started talking about the black box in the car, that a black box even existed in a car.
I think if you asked 100 random people, most of them would say, no. Or they'd say, no, not my little old car. I've got I don't have a big old fancy $90,000 German car that I would expect that technology to be in. It is so inexpensive and it is so state of the art that the companies are going to put it in there, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in multiple states, including the state of California, that a purchase agreement or a lease agreement has to have that language in there for the purchaser or the lessor that I know there's a box in here.
All right. Well, let me give you this one. Let me throw this curveball at you. You're listening to Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice. My name is Tug Cowart. I want to throw this curveball at you. What if I'm a smart guy and I know a little bit about cars, and I'm not talking about me. This is the hypothetical me. And I'm able to go out there and locate where that black box is. And I go, you know what? I don't really think I want the insurance company or anybody tracking me with that. It's my car. I'm going to disable it. Am I at fault there? Am I doing anything wrong, or is it my car and I'm able to do that?
Well, let's break down fault. I don't think there's any criminal law that would require that to stay on your vehicle. Okay, so the state of Georgia, I don't think, could prosecute you on that. I'm not aware of a law on that. Doesn't mean some states like California that are quote-unquote progressive may not have done that, in an effort to further stifle civil liberties.
Yes.
Now, the more complicated relationship is that with your insurance company. Mm-hmm. I think they can cancel you. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the language of the policy. There's what's called a quote-unquote cooperation clause in every insurance policy, which means you get into a wreck, you're supposed to call your carrier, you're supposed to tell them what happened, you're supposed to assist your own carrier in the defense of any claims that come forward so they can assess it so they don't get hit with a lawsuit on 1 year and 363 days later in the two-year statute of limitations. Say, hey, what the heck happened back there on Marbury Road almost 2 years ago that you didn't mention to us that we could have sent out our road inspectors? You know, they changed the road three times and we could have sent out someone for witnesses who we can't find anymore. We may reserve. It's called a reservation of rights. The insurance company says, we may not defend you on this one because you didn't help us when you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, if you disable the black box, you may be not assisting your own insurance company. You and I are both shocked to know that it's only the last 3 or 4 years that every car pretty much has this in it.
Right.
We probably would have said, yeah, of course, the Bentleys have it and all
well,
that.
Which is strangely enough, I've read that it's the really high-end European cars that don't have them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that, but that's fascinating.
Because it's the exact opposite. You would think the Bentley would be one.
Right.
But it's actually the
well,
opposite.
There may also be a demographic evaluation of who drives more carefully.
Could be.
Than
could be. $375,000 Rolls Royce.
There's a reason 18-year-old to 25-year-old men are the highest rated for insurance premiums. Why is that? Because we were knuckleheads, okay? We drove too fast no matter what we were driving.
Some of us still are.
Yeah, and the 73-year-old orthopedic surgeon who's finally got that beautiful Bentley, she is driving, she's styling and profiling in that thing. She's not speeding. Mm-mm.
She wants everybody to see it.
You know, I've in motorcycle wrecks, and I know this will irritate some people, it's never, almost never the Harley-Davidson guys that are speeding or in a wreck. You know why? They're middle-aged. They've got the bike of their dreams. They're going nice and slow, man. Everyone will take a look.
Big old fat boy got the big pipes on there.
Yeah.
It's always the Japanese
racing bikes.
The racing bikes.
Some 19-year-old kid is on 400 going 155 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And of course, they wind up as what we call them in our industry, a moto donor.
Yes.
Two kidneys. My wife had two beautiful daughters, and when they were young, a motorcycle would zip past us. I taught them to say that. There goes two kidneys, eight pints of blood, bone marrow. Marrow cornea. And there's always some little girl holding on the back for dear life with the cheap helmet. The driver's got the good helmet, and the passenger's got the cheap.
Nowadays, they got a GoPro on there. That way they can film their craziness.
Well, let's talk about that.
That's almost like a black box in and of itself.
That's exactly right. Now, a lot of them are doing that to show off and put it on YouTube or TikTok or whatever they're doing. But you know what? That may end up as evidence against them. In a case.
Almost like posting on social media has been used in court.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes sense. What about like someone who puts a camera in the car to be able to protect themselves? Like they want to show what's going on. It's the exact opposite of disabling the black box. It's trying to give your insurance company or the police more information.
You're seeing that more and more. Just be careful. You're not the one who made the mistake.
Yeah.
Okay? That I don't find out when I represent the other party and I now subpoena your videotape, and if I do that right, I've sent a letter that says you must preserve it. And if you destroy it, the legal presumption is that it was harmful to your side of the case.
Right.
Okay. So the law is kind of catching up to all these technological changes. I think a lot of people don't quite have a full understanding of that this is a sword that cuts two ways. It's great when you're right and you have videotape evidence. It's awful when your own videotape
incriminates you.
Gets put as an exhibit sticker in the other side's case, and you really can't say too much.
Final thought on that is the kid that's putting all this stuff from his, you know, he's on a crotch rocket motorcycle and he's doing 150 miles an hour, you know, and police don't even chase him anymore because it's too dangerous to do that. Let's say you post something like that on the internet and somebody's just combing through and be like, and it's maybe the officer that couldn't pursue you all of a sudden.
I think he's going to go get a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah.
At least try.
It just seems like an awful, crazy thing to do. I guess it's no different. Maybe slightly different, but the same concept is if, you know, my family's on vacation. It's almost like saying,
come burglarize
us. Please come break in my house because I'm not home.
And we put the German shepherds up at the boarding house so there's nobody here.
Yeah, right. And we've turned off the alarm. It's a fascinating conversation, you know, the black box, because like I said, I don't think most people knew that existed prior to February 22nd or 23rd when Tiger Woods got involved in that accident. And we certainly wish him the best. He's one of the greatest golfers of all time. You can see the difference in the PGA ratings on television and radio when Tiger's playing and when Tiger's not. He's that fascinating of a character.
The Sundays with Tiger in his red shirt are some of the legendary.
No question.
I mean, that's, and we're baseball guys, but I mean, that's Reggie Jackson in Game 7. You know, that's Willis Reed in Game 7. You know, I'm an old school guy.
Or but, Derek Jeter, too, becoming Mr. November.
Right, Secretariat coming around to the Belmont. I mean, he's 100 years from now, sports fans will talk about the legend of Tiger Woods and the Sundays with the red jersey, the red sweater on. And what I love about the guy, because I don't think he was quite charming and as a lot of maybe young superstar athletes can be or not be, but he really has morphed into quite a sympathetic and likable guy.
I agree.
Even if you don't like him personally, if you do not admire his tenacity coming back from these back injuries, that the rest of us would just say, can I get that disability insurance sent to the house? I'm gonna lay in the backyard. This is a bad injury, but I wouldn't count him out. Even if it's just where I know that at the Masters, and I'm not a super big golf guy, but
not me either. But
they let the legends of the game tee off to start the. Mm-hmm. Don't they do that?
Yes, they do.
And I can see maybe he and Jack Nicklaus teeing off to start the Masters together, and just two of the greatest
of all time,
and who apparently like each other very, very much.
Is my
understanding.
You've been listening to Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice. We appreciate you checking out the show. If you've got things that you want to ask Ray about, you can listen to Ray on 680 The Fan Friday mornings about 8 o'clock. You'll find him there on the front row, or you can just reach out to us here on social media. You can find Ray at Ray Giudice, spelled RayGiudice, or you can find me at Tug Cowart, TUGCOWART. You can find him on the web at RayGlaw.com, and Ray's famous for not having any of the hobbies but working. And when you call the number that Ray's about to give you, you'll get Ray. You won't get somebody else saying, oh, I'll get the message to Ray. Ray, what's the cell phone number?
404-964-4185.
Find us easily at thepodcastpark.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Google Podcasts. But give us a rating and a review. We'd certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to Legal Maneuvers with Ray Giudice.
ThePodcastPark.com is your home for the fans' entire stable of original podcasts. If you're a true Atlanta sports fan, you need to stay connected to shows like Welcome to Madlanta, featuring Atlanta's rich history of sports legends. College football fans will love the Chuck Oliver Show podcast. 2 hours of college football talk every day, all year. And baseball fans get to dive into Domino's archive of baseball legends on Hardball. Subscribe to all these great shows and so many more. Anywhere you get your podcasts or stream them free 24/7 at thepodcastpark.com. Presented by Associated Credit Union.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.